The final day to update yield history or reallocate base acres is February 27th, and the final day for farm owners and producers to choose coverage is March the 31st. Dantzler said these programs provide financial protection against unexpected changes in the marketplace, so now is the time to have those final conversations, to ask any remaining questions, and to visit your Farm Service Agency office to make these decisions. He said for the first time in many years, farmers have the opportunity to update yields or reallocate base, but if no changes are made by February 27th, the farm's current yield and base will be used. And if no program elections occur by March 31st, then there will be no 2014 payments for the farm, and the farm will default to PLC coverage through the 2018 crop year. Now, nationwide, more than 3,500 training sessions have been conducted on the new safety net programs. That includes over 20 here in Florida. The online tools are still available at fsa.usda.gov/arc-plc. That allows producers to explore projections on how either ARC or PLC coverage will affect their operation under possible future scenarios. To see which commodities are actually covered through the new ARC or PLC programs, you can just simply contact your local Farm Service Agency county office. But again, a reminder, the final date to update your yield history or reallocate base acres is February 27th. The final day for farm owners and producers to choose coverage is March 31st. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.